Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to talk about desperation being revealing. Truth is revealing, but we seem to hear very little truth these days. By the way, I need to make a correction on something I said. I got called out for something I said a week ago. I didn't say it as it was definitely the truth, but I had remembered incorrectly that Michelle Obama had waited to come to the White House when President Barack Obama was elected back in 2008 till her children finished school, and I was corrected that that was not right. I was incorrect. Needless to say, I still don't think there's anything wrong with what Melania is trying to do with their son, Barron, to keep things as calm as they possibly can. I don't know if you could ever use the word calm in the Trump family, but anyway. So I correct myself. I was wrong. But let's get back to the truth and revealing and desperation being revealing to us right now. We are suffering through a political war like I've never seen before. It is absolutely disturbing. And you know what? It's costing the American people a lot of money, a lot of dough, as well as liberty. The left simply cannot accept that we, the people, elected Donald Trump, an outsider, to remove the ridiculous bureaucracy placed over our lives, invading our homes, our communities, our jobs, and American industries. The progressive left and those on the right who believe in big government are truly believing in communism. Socialism is just a watered-down word. So many have bought into this new government culture, which is really quite old and always, always fails when it comes to serving the people, because it is meant to control the people, not serve. We are the useful idiots. Without a doubt, if we're looking to government for health care, for education, to regulate our hurt feelings, personal protection, redistribution of wealth and income and religion. And I have in my hand here somewhere in my stack of papers, beware of the useful idiots that I have read to you before. And I want to bring that to your attention again this morning. Healthcare. These are the eight steps to a socialist state, communist, to control the people, you. Number one, healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people. Number two, poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level that you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. Gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you are able to create a police state. Number five is welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Number six is education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Number seven is religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and the schools. And number eight is class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take or tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Does any of this sound familiar as to what is happening in our nation today? So we go on here, and we look at those items. So we are the useful idiots. The left are revealing as they are desperately fighting to remain in power and keep their big government control over you. It's almost humorous to watch and to listen to the mainstream media so hard. It's so hard for them right now to pull a rabbit out of their hat. Rice lies and they cover for her. Russia is a problem, even though there is no evidence that they worked with Donald Trump. North Korea is Trump's fault, according to the left, and McCain, who is a left infiltrating the right, the GOP. If you cannot see the communist ways of our politics at this point in life, in this nation, you must be completely blinded by the socialism. You must only see party and not seek liberty. It has long been my fear that the American people, not the 3% listening to the show, have lost their spirit of independence and, in fact, don't know the true meaning of the word. Like the teenager who thinks he is now independent because he or she has a driver's license. They are permitted to come and go with some rules, but don't own the vehicle, don't pay insurance on the vehicle, eat at home, sleep at home, and in many cases don't even gas up the car. They are dependent with a few privileges, and that's not liberty. A few quotes to think about as we keep in mind as we go through the stories, the news for today is, it is better to keep your mouth shut and appear stupid than to open it and remove all doubt. And then in the scriptures we read, the heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. A wise person chooses the right road, a fool takes the wrong one. Starting out with stupid statements, at least if you claim American independence and liberty. Investigations are piling up. Planned Parenthood and women's health. Korea. Vote Gorsuch. Saying congratulations to a friend. We will do that here at the last segment. I want to congratulate C.J. Hadley, and I want you to help me with that. So we've got lots to cover today. We're going to start out with investigations piling. Well, no, we're going to start out with saying stupid stuff. You're going to say, Beth, you just did. You said all kinds of stupid stuff. This is an article. It's from Breitbart, and it's covering Angela Davis. She spoke at Texas State University, and she claims that Trump doesn't read. Now, Angela Davis is the 1960s radical. She spoke to an adoring student at the Texas State University on Friday. She had a lot to say on a wide spectrum of social and political issues. You'll notice, and this is coming from me, not the article, you notice when these figures get up to speak, they never talk about independence. They won't mention the Constitution. And you never hear the word, we the people, the Republic, come out of their mouth. She's billed as a revolutionary icon. She's critical of conservative. She's a critical conservation with the Dr. Angela Davis, international civil rights activist. She's a women's right activist. She's an author. She's a scholar. She's a historian. But she still says stupid stuff. And we're going to get to some of the stupid stuff she said. We're in a mess. And the American people better get the scales off of their eyes and start seeing what's happening. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we the people are the Republic, and we're not going to let go. And we will be right back. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Live in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we're going to start out with talking about people who say stupid stuff. And Radical Angela Davis, as she spoke in Texas to the State University, Texas State U, of course, I believe in our Constitution. I believe in God. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in the Republic. So anything she says is going to sound stupid to me. But I want you to bear in mind those little quotes that I said in the monologue. And I want you to bear in mind the 8 points of turning this into a complete socialistic state, communism. When you listen to anybody on the left talk. She said that Black Lives Matter, that movement, could not have come at a better time. She's a hero to the movement and once considered Black Panther activist. She shared her plans to visit with Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, and Davis said she recently met with Black Lives Matter group in Belfast in London. And they are here to stay, she says. She riffed on the need to resist Trump's presidency. 1,459 days of Trump's term to go. She's counting it down. She went on in her talk, talked about many things. I'm only going to hit on a couple of things. This is what it titled, the article. She says, Trump
Davis decreed that Trump, as a billionaire capitalist, you know they hate capitalists, and his win as the ascendancy of the corporate model. He thinks he's running a company. He's always talking about making deals. He's supposed to be we're supposed to be a democracy, she said, and then cracked, he doesn't read. We're supposed to be a democracy. I don't know about you, but I take offense to that, because, Miss Davis, we're a republic with few democratic rules. We're a republic, which means we, the people, are the government. Capitalist is just something they like to throw around because they want the redistribution of wealth. They want the government to own everything and you to have very little. Davis also mused on communist contributions of the 1930s, asking the college-age crowd, why do you think we have unemployment benefits now? She said, these ideas came from communists, and the people don't know. They're revealing. Are we listening? You don't hear mainstream media talk about communism. They act like the Democrat Party is all American. And it's not. It's a socialist communist party. And if you're a registered Democrat, I apologize. And I agree with you because unless you believe in the communism, you've been taken. You've been fooled. She also says, my goal is to disarm everyone. And when I say everyone, I also mean the police. And she said this, who in 1970 made the FBI's 10 most wanted list when the feds charged her with murder, kidnapping, and criminal conspiracy for purchasing guns later used by men in a prison break that turned into a San Rafael courtroom hostage situation, killing four. Davis fled. Eventually, authorities arrested her. The case became a cause among progressives, and she maintained the guns were stolen from her. An all-white jury eventually acquitted her. These are the hypocrisy and the stupidity of these so-called educated socialist communists, progressive left. She's there in a university in Texas, talking to the students, the young and impressionable. We have unemployment benefits because it's the communist way. It's not the republic way. So when we sit here and we think that Congress needs to fix this and Congress needs to fix that, they do. But what they need, and I guess maybe I'm not a true libertarian, but I am a true republic, not republican, republic. Small government. D.C. occupiers have very little on their job description. So why are they so busy? Why are they so rich and you get so poor? Why have I devoted 6 years of my life with no employment to try to bring to you the truth? Why am I sitting here? Because I believe in the republic. I would love to go speak to some of these universities. They're not going to look twice at me because I don't have a college education, college degree. Went to the school of hard knocks, Mama said. Learned everything the hard way. Life can be hard. When you're stupid, it's even harder. I thought this was an interesting article, so we're going to move on with the investigations piling up. And, of course, I assume that you know what's been revealed now with Susan Rice. And we're going to hit on some of that. But this article is by Peter Lucas, and he says, put Obama under the same microscope as Trump. Maybe they're investigating the wrong president, he says. Maybe they should be putting Barack Obama under the microscope instead of Donald Trump. Or maybe both. Trump are for alleged connections with Vladimir Putin and the Russians, and Obama for having Trump under surveillance. The swamp people of Washington are practically hysterical over alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election, even though they admit it had no influence on the outcome, nor any signs that Trump had any dealings with the Russians. Nevertheless, investigations abound. It is as though everyone in Washington, the swamp Trump promised to drain, is afflicted with swamp fever. The politicians, the reporters, the lobbyists, and the commentators. The hysteria only heightened following Trump's retreat on revealing and replacing Obamacare. It happened after House Speaker Paul Ryan failed to come up with a vote with the votes in the Republican-controlled body when conservative Republicans bolted. Trump's critics are delighted, reveling over Trump's first Washington defeat. The Trump administration, according to the swamp people, is now struggling in quicksand. The swamp people won, or, as others reported, Trump was in a downslide spiral and would soon crash. After all, the swamp people said if he could not get repeal or replace through, how in the world would he be expected to get tax reform done, let alone a crackdown on illegal immigration or even an infrastructure bill? Why wouldn't these people want this? This is me breaking in. It is true that Trump has not gained any support among the people who did not vote for him. It is probably also true that he has lost support among people who did. In many ways, he is his own worst enemy at times, a man trying to do so much too soon. His undisciplined tweeting is, to say the least, bizarre. His staff seems lost, confused, and without influence. But listen up, he says. Donald Trump is nothing else, if nothing else, is a man who perseveres. He will not take no for an answer. He does not recognize defeat, and he keeps coming back. This outlook enables him to carry on with spirit and brag about his accomplishments to date. The pending approval of Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court, keeping Gitmo open and restocking it with terrorists who can be interrogated instead of just killed, greenlighting the Keystone XL pipeline, rolling back Obama's restrictive EPA regulations and voodoo climate change talk, and putting Appalachian coal miners back to work. As for Obama, he says, he continues to get a pass among the sycophants of the media. We're going to stop right there. We're going into a break. I thought this was a really good article, and I want to share that with you. The investigations are piling up, but is liberty being spared and saved or rebirthed? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm just one of the Republic. And oh yeah, we'll be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. The second topic here that we're covering is, the investigations are piling up. But this is an article that I found extremely interesting. He says, put Obama under the same microscope as Trump. Now, he's not really giving Trump a pass, but you can kind of tell by the way he's written, he's a Trump guy, at least partially. He's trying to be. So we're going to pick up here. He says, as for Obama, he continues to get a pass from the sycophants of the media. While a big deal is made of Trump's daughter, Ivanka, getting a non-paid appointment at the White House, the press looked the other way during the entire 8 years that Obama's friend and advisor, Valerie Jarrett, lived rent-free in the White House. And to this day, nobody knows exactly what she did. Obama promised to be the most transparent president in history. Instead, he ended up being the most secretive of them all. Obama spent $36.2 million in taxpayer money during his last year in office to block reporters' access to public records under the Freedom of Information Act. The sum is just $2 million less than the $38 million in taxes paid by Trump in 2005. Obama set a record for the times journalists and citizens were told they couldn't find a single page of files that were requested, according to the Associated Press. Speaking of the AP, the Associated Press, it was Obama who unleashed the Department of Justice on the news agency, secretly obtaining months of phone records of 7 reporters to ferret out leaks dealing with the CIA. While the Committee to Protect Journalists called it a damaging setback for reporters, the media generally just shrugged it off. It shrugged, too, when President Obama's DOJ went after James Rosen, of Fox News, naming him as a criminal co-conspirator in a case involving leaks from the State Department. He, too, was wiretapped and surveilled. That is just the tip of the iceberg, and the reporters know it. If the FBI and investigating congressional committees look deep enough, they will surely find that intelligence agencies under Obama obtained and shared intelligence about Trump, gathered from surveillance of Trump Tower, Donald Trump's home, place of business, and campaign headquarters. But first they have to look. Donald Trump is not above suspicion, of course, but neither is President Barack Obama. I thought that was very interesting how he put all that together. And the left and the media, the mainstream media, they're giving a pass to Susan Rice, and they're sitting there. It's just crazy. It really is crazy what they're going through. It says here in the scripture, in Proverbs, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Now, maybe I could be considered a fool, but I am trying to understand. I'm trying to see the purpose behind what they're doing and saying, because they do not fit a constitutional republic government. Not at all. Including many on the GOP on the right. They all seem to go after big government, and I'm trying to understand that. Why? Well, because they're getting rich. They're career politicians. They are no longer servants of we the people. They put themselves above you and I. You know, Donald Trump is a billionaire. And when he talks, he says some stupid things. But I have never felt that he's put himself above me. I have never felt that way. Maybe I'm wrong. Because as far as his finances and how he lives, he's way above me. But as an individual, he's not. He has sacrificed a lot to be president. And so has his family. And they are constantly being barraged with insults, unbecoming to the position of the President of the United States, what the left is saying to him and the mainstream media. They can dislike him all they want, but their insults are horrible. I didn't like the way President Barack Obama behaved. I didn't think it was constitutional. I didn't think George W. Bush was constitutional. Neither was Herbert Walker Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush was not either. Bill Clinton wasn't. And our beloved Ronald Reagan was not always constitutional. I mentioned this yesterday, and I want to get back on it today, because I think it's important. The Planned Parenthood. Now, they've gone after the man or the company that investigated Planned Parenthood. And I want to talk about that later, not today, but another day. I'm going to dig that article out. Because when they went after some of the spying that was done by some of these radical animal rights groups, when they got on people's farms, they went after the people on the farm. But when this man went into Planned Parenthood and caught them, admitting that they sell the baby parts, they're going after him. During the campaign, we listened over and over and over again, and even now, what good Planned Parenthood is for women's health care. They're predominantly an abortion clinic. That's all they are. They claim they did mammograms, and I never did believe that. It's not true. And they do not have prenatal care. No, they don't. They're going into a woman's womb and ending a life. That's what abortion is. And yet, this judge from Indiana, he has blocked a mandate that all these women need to see an ultrasound before their abortion. And they claim that only 6 Planned Parenthood locations in the region have ultrasound devices, making it costly for women to travel to these locations to get the procedures before having an abortion. And I made the comment yesterday, well, maybe they need to spend more money on ultrasound machines and less on Lamborghinis. The head of Planned Parenthood makes $500,000 a year. It's not a profit-free organization, my friends. Ultrasounds are almost procedural now in any women's clinic. It's easy to get in and see what's going on inside the womb or the uterus, whether it's cancer, whether it's some kind of fibroid tumors or something else that's going on, even in a pregnancy. It's standard procedure for women's health care that Planned Parenthood obviously doesn't have in all their clinics. And they want me to believe they do mammograms? They aren't about preventive medicine. They're about ending a life. You need to look beyond the rhetoric and the blabber, and see the truth. The truth is Planned Parenthood is about abortions. Abortions. Not women's health. Not their mental health, and not their physical health. And they're not anything about parenthood. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5400. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for one tree? And we will be right back.
Prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show, and I hope you're still listening and that you are kind of opening your eyes to see what's really going on in our political arena here in the nation. And I'm talking about both sides of the arena, not just one or the other. But it is absolutely, to me, revealing the more that comes out and the more that the mainstream media tries to cover it up. You know, I watch Fox all night, and most of those do lean to Donald Trump, but not all of them. Not all of them. But I see them covering both sides of the story. I see them going after the Russian thing, which there is no evidence. There is no evidence yet, even though the mainstream media keeps saying there is. There have been investigations, and they're going to continue to investigate, and there has been no positive evidence, and certainly none that Donald Trump and the Russians worked together to end Hillary. There was one on yesterday, and he was on Tucker. He was on Tucker. And he was saying, and I consider this guy very wise, and I consider him in the middle, and he said that he believes that it was the Russians that gave that information to WikiLeaks. So WikiLeaks said they didn't. I guess we got to figure out who we can believe, or can we believe either one of them? You know? But WikiLeaks said they did not get it from the Russians. That's what they told us. And that was months ago. But it was definitely hurtful to Hillary Clinton for some people who were on the fence yet as to what to do. I can't imagine anybody ever being on the fence about Hillary Clinton, but they were. And the Bernie Sanders fans that bought into his hate the capitalist lies, they should have been, and many of them were, very angered at how he was talked about and treated and colluded against.
Hillary cheated every step of the way and still lost. I had a friend who I consider a very good patriot. He said, you know, I've been wrong for years. For years I've been saying it doesn't do any good to vote. I said, you voted this year, didn't you? He said, yes. And he said, I changed my mind. With all that was happening, the people voted Donald Trump. And I know many of you that are out there saying, he didn't get the popular vote. He did everywhere except a few big cities. That's why we have the Electoral College. So that one area of the nation doesn't rule all of the nation. Napolitano, he's back on Fox. They've forgiven him and brought him back. And he says Rice's actions could be considered espionage. So that'll be interesting. It's his former national security advisor, Susan Rice, was entitled to ask the name of President Donald Trump's transition team members be unmasked as part of her position, but to reveal their identities, if it was for a purpose other than national security, could be considered espionage. And that's coming from Judge Andrew Politano, and he mentioned that on Monday. And if you saw an interview with Susan Rice a little over, not quite a week ago, she said, I know nothing. Kind of like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. And now she says she did it. How can you believe someone like this? Remember, she's the one who came out and told America that the rioting that happened in Benghazi was because of an American video on YouTube, which ended up a bold lie. Never, ever did anyone apologize for that lie to the American people. How many lies and how much more are you going to be willing to take? When the government fears the people, we have liberty. When the people fear the government, we have tyranny. Where do you think we are today? All this talk about spying and surveillance and wiretapping against the people. And now against a president from a former administration. Whether it was okayed by President Barack Obama or not, it is from his former administration. Gorsuch will be voted on whether they're going to take the nuclear action. I think they're going to have to. They are 14 hours or so into a filibuster, which I'm certain that our beloved Claire McCaskill has joined in. And if you haven't given her a call, shame on you. Let's not reelect her again, please. So the Senate starts the clock on that. Trump, at a CEO business town hall, says, Common Core, we have to end it. Donald Trump is doing the things that he talked about in his campaign. I don't know who was behind Donald Trump. I don't know who was telling him about things. I had it on the side. I haven't seen any evidence other than him getting rid of a lot of these EPA things, telling him about Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. I think he can read, and I think he does read. And I think he's not going to get it right every time, but I think he's trying to stand for what the people elected him to do, and that is unusual. And maybe you don't agree with it. Maybe you're a Common Core fan because you maybe don't know what Common Core is. We've only had a couple of, maybe a few shows on it here. I've got daughter-in-laws as teachers, and not all of them are conservative. But they don't all like Common Core. It's another big government mandate over education. Remember the useful idiots? All right. We're going to close the show, and I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to say, because I know you love C.J. Hadley. C.J. Hadley's Range Magazine is celebrating its 100th issue in May. That's 25 years of publications. Now, I want my listeners to send her some cards. This is the address to send her a congratulations card. Post Office Box 639, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. That's Post Office Box 639, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. If you want to show your appreciation, and I hope you will, by sending her a donation, send it to Range Conservation Foundation. Post Office Box 1595, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. I said those rather quickly. We'll make them again. We'll say it again tomorrow. I want you to call me if you didn't get it, and we get it done at 573 in the office, 573-796-2008. I'm sorry, 2166. That was my home number. Oh, my goodness. 573-796-2166. Oh, I'm so crazy sometimes. CJ has been quite an advocate, and she stands with us to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.